Prayer for When You Feel Empty by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Lord, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. Psalm 16:5. A dry, parched land stretched out before them. Hagar and her son Ishmael had used up the last of the water given to them by Abraham before he sent them away. Genesis 21:14. Discouragement saw opportunity and came calling. With no water in sight, Hagar knew they couldn't survive, so she set Ishmael under a tree and walked away. She couldn't watch her only son suffer this way. No water, no future, no hope. The emptiness of the water skin reflected the emptiness of her spirit. Uncertainty and emptiness often walk hand in hand. Our concern for the unknown causes us to try to fill our questioning hearts with answers. We try to find solutions because we long to fill the void with something that will satisfy. And the more we try in our own strength to fill the void, the emptier we become. Only one thing will fill the emptiness when life's battles leave us depleted. Lord, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. Psalm 16:5. Hagar had forgotten God's promise to fill her cup with abundant blessings. Ishmael would have a future greater than anything Hagar herself could have planned. But she needed to trust God to be the portion, to fill the emptiness with the fullness of his presence. Genesis 21:19 tells us, "Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well full of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink." When we remember to turn our focus to our everlasting Father and seek him as our portion, he supernaturally becomes whatever we need to fill that void. It may be strength to face another day, joy in a time of loss, or peace instead of panic. Whatever we need, God is the sustaining portion. If you've forgotten to ask God to be your portion lately, take heart. Then take your uncertainty to him and find satisfaction as God fills your cup with blessings today. Let's begin with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for the encouragement it brings me in difficult times. Lord, I've been sensing a void lately that I can't quite explain. Seems like I'm facing one thing after another, and when I look at my struggles, I feel empty. Hopelessness and discouragement threaten me. Help me to remember that you are my portion. You fill my cup and are the only one who will satisfy my parched soul. Help me hold on to this truth. Your word says in Psalm 16:5, "You hold my future." I can rest in knowing, even in my uncertainty, that you are in control and you have good plans for me. Psalm 73:26 assures me that you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. When I'm tempted to search for temporary things to fill the void in my heart, help me recall this verse. You are my portion. Not only today, not only tomorrow, forever. I pray as you fill my cup to overflowing, I'll discover the strength, joy, and peace that comes from you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.